Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
I just love this music.
Happy Friday.
That's exactly why I love it.
It's me, Perry. I'm here in place of Mateo.
Ah, oh, Barry.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
I am a playwright and a dancer. Both compelling and rich.
Yeah, but I mean, what have you really done?
I wrote Shakespeare's plays.
Oh, that's not confirmed.
It is confirmed. I was the man behind the curtain, and I dance every day. When I get home, I take off my work clothes and I just spend the rest of the afternoon dancing.
Oh.
I dance my feelings away.
Is that? Do you also dance like inflection away?
Yes. I have no inflection in my voice.
Oh, Barry.
Why?
I haven't missed you at all.
That's not what you said yesterday.
Oh, it's Friday. It's Steve-O and Barry hanging out with you.
Barry!
We're here for you. We're here for you.
I'm always here for you.
We're going to do some cool things today. We've got some National Geographic Get Outside guides for the kids. All things adventure. Heck, it's for the adults, too.
You need to get outside of the box.
Yeah, that's true. Because here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to open it to a random page in the Get Outside guide. I'm going to make you take part in this, Barry.
No!
We're going to make a terrarium today.
Barry!
We have to collect materials from the outdoors so we can enjoy nature and stuff. I know you're all into the arts. Because you're like...
I'm also into nature. I love long hikes on the mountains. With my buds.
Did you know that mosses grow in damp environments and they're home to little creatures called moss piglets? They have 8 legs and they grow about 1.5 millimeters in length. Look, I just learned that.
That sounds cute!
Yeah. So we're going to make a terrarium today. Oh, Barry.
That was the cutest bug I've ever seen!
Yeah, what about snakes? Are you fond of snakes?
I love snakes!
Your cohort, Mateo, hates them.
He's not my cohort.
Yeah, so. Yeah, no.
He rents out another part of this brain.
Oh, crap. Yep, we got a great show for you today. I'm excited.
I'm gonna hug you.
Oh, gosh.
It's gonna be a strong hug.
I don't like you, Barry.
Fold you into my chest arms.
Oh, gosh.
You're gonna live there!
Oh, man. Coming up this weekend, nervously excited. Guest speaking at a church this weekend. And, Mateo's wife.
You got a church!
She's helping with worship. It's going to be fun. Yeah, remedyabq.org for details on that. It is the 6 o'clock hour. Coming up at 6:45, we have birthdays to get you there. Breaking news. Yeah. Hey, Mateo's back.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Now I'm back.
There you go. What was that one?
That was Lemon Sturch.
Lemon Sturch. That one. I always forget that one's
He's
name.
An animal.
Yeah.
Was Barry here?
Yeah, Barry was here.
You gotta look out for Barry, man. He has questionable motives.
Yeah, he does. He's a little scary. Sometimes, man, when you flip, I'm like, oh no.
He's got questionable motives, and he has ill-willed intentions.
I started pulling out that pepper spray you gave me when your characters start getting out of hand.
I know. Told you you would need it.
So, anyway.
I told you, man!
Oh, man. Coming up, some Artifacts Perio. Those guys blowing up.
Blowing up.
They're full-length.
Just released.
Have you seen the reviews on this thing?
It's good.
Gosh.
Everybody says it is worth a listen and your money.
It's crazy.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best review you can give a record or a movie now. It's worth the
Alternative
money.
Press, I think, gave it a 9 out of 10. I was looking at all the different reviews, and it got, like, stellar reviews from everybody, so... Kudos to Artifacts Perio doing a good job.
Kudos to Tooth and Nail for actually doing something.
Yeah, and signing a good band.
What do you know?
I know.
I like the other band, New Empire, too. Now, they're a little more synthy poppy.
Which one's New Empire? There's so many new bands.
The fire.
Oh, yes, dude. Yeah. That's a jam.
I like them too. And then, but then there's that other band that we played, that Midnight.
Midnight band, Oils.
Whatever that was. I'm not down for those oils.
I don't like them.
I don't like them.
Now I'm going to play the song.
Okay.
And not that one.
That's fine.
This is a jam. And we're just talking about them. Coming up, we got some Muse, some Artifacts Perio. We're waking you up with some new Empire. Let's relight the fire on T-Moss and Morning Party.
Meyer!
Static.
Who's ready for some more T-Moss and Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news.
We were just talking about this off the air.
Yeah.
Donald Sterling might make $2 billion.
Boom.
For essentially getting pushed out of, I don't know. It's a crazy situation.
For being
right
a
now.
Racist jerk.
He's going to make money for being a racist. We were just talking about
He's going to make money because he rebuilt an empire. Doug, sports fan?
Doug?
He made the Clippers good.
Mm.
He really did.
Man.
They were in the playoffs.
I wish he just wouldn't
the
have
Clippers.
Said that stuff. You know? Just don't say that stuff.
Don't say that stuff.
Of course, then it's like, well, how'd they get the recording of that?
For more on that stuff, wondered. James chapter 3.
Oh, that's how they got the recording.
No, it was his weird girlfriend.
She was recording
thing.
What a weirdo.
Yeah.
So that's, but I don't think the situation's a done deal, right?
No,
they're still.
I think he's gonna go ahead and sell, right? Yeah, I was reading.
It's
I was
a
watching
lot of money,
today,
man.
So it's a lot. $2 billion.
A lot of money.
$2 billion, but he has a wife, so it's like not. He's gonna have to share that with his wife. So he'll probably see like 80,000.
His wife is not the girl that got him in trouble?
No, his girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know.
All around swell guy. It's a good thing he's getting $2 billion. Good thing, guys. If you own a big company and you screw up like that, just resign.
Oh, man.
Of course, I mean now.
But he's the owner. Like, he can't, I don't know.
He can't just resign because he tainted the company?
No, he owns the... Like, he's the owner.
Right.
It's not like the CEO...
So he would have to sell.
Yeah. Like, he owns it.
Man.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. An inexperienced teenager from Canada had to be airlifted to safety after he managed to get himself stuck on a mountain in Colorado.
Colorado?
Colorado. Rocky Mountain High takes on new meaning.
Oh,
Scout Willis walked up and down the streets of New York topless to protest censorship on Instagram, because that's really important.
What? Is that Bruce Willis's kid or something?
I don't know, probably.
Scout Willis?
I think so.
What'd you talk about, Scout Willis?
A porn actress is running for mayor of Toronto, because why not? Because,
I mean, Rob Ford is your other guy that you're going to vote for, so porn star, guy who smokes crack. Move to America.
What's next? Remember the other week when we learned that golfer Rory McIlroy had called off his wedding to tennis star Caroline Wozniacki?
Yep.
Well,
it's back on.
No.
Oh.
We know now. Well, supposedly, and this could be a rumor, everyone, they broke up over the phone.
Oh, I did hear about this, and it was a very short conversation.
Hey, yeah. I'm not feeling it anymore. Okay.
All right.
See ya.
TTYL?
Sure.
BRB. Stoves on. While attending Angelina Jolie's latest movie premiere, Brad Pitt was attacked and punched in the face.
In the face. And what a face.
And you know what? Right? The guy that did it, I read something about this yesterday. The guy that did it has gotten in trouble at multiple events over the years, because he was a reporter and he was doing stuff like he went up under some girl's skirt.
Whoa.
And like slid up under there, you know, and then he ran on stage during the Grammys during somebody's acceptance speech or something. So he's been doing mess like this for years.
He's been doing stuff like this for years to get known. What's his name?
Exactly. It ain't worked yet, buddy. And now he's hit National Treasure Brad Pitt in the face.
Yeah, dude, you don't hit Brad Pitt in the face.
You don't hit... You number one rule about Brad Pitt is you don't hit Brad Pitt in the face.
Has he not seen any of, like Killing Me Softly or Fight Club or any of those? You don't mess with Brad Pitt.
Don't mess with him. Or even Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, dude.
Which was a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Filled with action.
I can't watch that.
And he was a ninja. Why can't you watch
it? I just can't.
Does it make you sad?
It would have made me sad.
Does it make you remember your former life as a spy?
It reminds me of Jennifer and how betrayed she was.
She was betrayed.
They were together and they were happy. And then he made that.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'll get over it.
Jeez.
I'll be okay. You don't mess with Rachel, man.
A deer jumped off an Illinois highway overpass and crashed through a car's windshield. Right after he hit Brad Pitt in the face.
What?
It was a deer.
Oh, okay.
A Russian rocket carrying a three-man crew blasted off this week. Russia's taking over the moon.
Yeah.
This is awesome. This is awesome.
It's pretty great.
Guys, Russia's taking over the moon. Doug, what's going to happen? Interstellar Cold War. That's where we just look up at the sky at night and get really, like, ruffled feathers at it. Ooh, I hate that moon.
Was it the Avengers or Future's End that just predicted this?
The Watcher died on the moon.
Yeah, I know. So then in the future, there were people like actually colonizing the moon. Which comic was that? It was one of the future comics.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like looking at the moon. They're like, whoa.
It was Avengers because Starbrand was talking about it.
Boom.
Yeah, they were transported 48 years. He was like, look, you can look up there. You can see the colonies on the moon.
Jonathan Hickman's a wizard.
He's a wizard.
He predicted it.
He is a wizard and maybe he's a communist. I didn't say that. A new report says that obesity is now so common that 30% of the world is fat!
What?
Not with a PH.
Oh.
With an F.
Dang it.
Because you get an F in nutrition world.
Dang it.
30% of you is fat! You need to trim the fat.
Okay.
This world needs to get on the exercise bike.
Not all of us have the time and money for CrossFit, buddy.
Hey, take a walk, Mississippi. That's all I'm asking.
I know.
That was the slogan.
That's really the slogan?
It was. A few years ago, it was, let's take a walk, Mississippi. And then in the commercial, they're walking around. Everybody's holding, like, sweet tea and lemonade and McDonald's. And it's like, let's just take a walk. This will work.
Amazing.
Those were the kids.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Criminals broke into Detroit police cars parked in the precinct parking lot. Detroit is not safe,
no.
Bill Peterson.
Obviously not. They had to build a RoboCop to make it safe.
I really do wish Detroit would build a RoboCop. I wish things would get
they
for real.
Didn't they build a monument?
They built a statue, but it didn't
come to life?
Mm-mm. Oh. And everybody's like, yeah, let's do it.
No. Well, I guess it makes sense because they're like, hey, we should spend a few $100,000 on this statue. And they're like, my home is worth $3,000 right now. Why do you want to build a $200,000 RoboCop statue? My home is worth less than my car.
Right.
I want to move. We are not building a statue for RoboCop.
Hey,
good job, Detroit.
Sniffing. What? New York City says it has no interest in bidding on the 2024 Olympics. They're having problems booking those things.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a Waverly or a House of Heroes tour. That's what's happening to the Olympics. And it's like, no, is anybody going to show up?
Yeah, but who's the opener?
Artifacts, period.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We'll see.
I'd go to that show.
Last year's preliminary number of U.S. births was 3,957,577.
What?
It's an increase of 4,736 births from 2012.
2012 Super Bowl.
Indicating the baby recession may be over, the birth rate has been on the decline since 2007. Birth rate for women in their early 20s declined last year. However, the birth rates for women in their 30s and 40s rose last year.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. We had Brody in the 30s.
We're going to have a baby in the 30s.
Yeah.
Doug's having
a baby in the 40s.
Doug, how old are you, Doug? You've got a mysterious age and nobody knows what it is. Doug.
It's good.
An entire class of graduating seniors in a Chicago suburb were denied diplomas after the students ignored warnings not to throw their graduation caps into the air during Tuesday's commencement ceremony. The Ridgewood High School students will not be given their diplomas unless they publicly apologize. School administrators who say the students were warned repeatedly beforehand called their actions disrespectful.
And I feel a question of the day coming on.
There you go. Superintendent Dr. Robert Lupo explained the reasoning behind the decision on his blog.
Okay.
The gym is decorated. People dress up. Some of them. We expect dignified behavior. Secondly, it is an indoor event. In past ceremonies, people have been hit by flying caps. We just as soon not have graduates leaving with cuts and black eyes. Lupo also addressed the students who didn't throw their caps, saying they should voice their concerns with the students who didn't listen. This is a bunch of stupid stuff.
So they're not giving anybody, including the kids who didn't throw their hats, diplomas.
I guess not.
Wow.
I guess not.
Oh, snap. This is a conversation to be had on the air.
Oh, my goodness. Check this out, everybody. You ready?
Yep.
Now, for years, we've heard, especially in Christian circles, that pornography literally destroys your brain.
Right.
And it's, you know, you got ministries like Triple X Church, sexual addiction clubs throughout the country, just specific ministries geared toward this type of thing. Well, a German study, not church at all, a German study claims to have found the first evidence for a link between pornography consumption and reductions in brain size and brain activity in response to sexual stimuli. Researchers took men, asked them how often they watched pornography, checked their brain to see how it reacted when they were shown the porn. It turns out that men who admit to watching higher levels of porn have diminished function in the areas of the brain that deal with motivation.
Wow!
But that doesn't necessarily mean that, that watching it causes a decline in this specific sort of brain activity. I guess they're still trying to figure it out. It says, alternatively, it could be a precondition that makes pornography consumption more rewarding, which I highly doubt. Meaning that the way the person's brain is already wired could affect the habits.
Totally makes sense, the idea of taking away the motivation because you're living in this fantasy, false realm. So why would you be motivated to do anything in the real world because this fantasy world consumes you?
Yep. Well, like the man with his computer that we talked about in Florida. He was convinced that this was his soulmate.
Yeah.
It was this computer that gave him so much pleasure.
Wow.
And then, not to mention, all the links between serial killers.
Yeah.
You know, when you interview them, like many of them go back to pornography.
Gosh.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is.
So more research being done. But if they can find that link, I wonder how that will affect things. Because that could be, you know, things going to be changing. It says they're going to keep studying what happens to people.
That's interesting, and that's good that people are actually studying something that matters.
I think so. Because if you look at, I mean, it's all about just that fantasy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when you meet a person. That person is something to you, but then as you get to know that person, you see that there's more to that person.
Right.
You know? So when you put your whole brain in a fantasy world, especially considering like sexual stuff, and then you get married and you find out, wait a second.
Right.
I have to be emotionally connected and intimate too. This is not what the TV said.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
Different scenario.
Boom! Teenagers, if you're listening, that's why your people at church are always warning you.
There you go.
That it's not the real thing. Because it ain't. And now science might be catching up. Japanese researchers have discovered the perfect way to eat a hamburger. Three experts in fluid mechanics, engineering, and density say thumbs and pinkies on the bottom.
Oh, wow.
Middle three fingers on top. The uniformly spread fingers help keep the burger together at all times, thus keeping the contents from mushing out preemptively.
I like that because I always have my pinkies on top. I just do thumbs.
Let's practice, Doug.
Okay,
practice.
So pinkies on bottom now.
Pinkies
That's
on
how
bottom.
You eat a burger.
That's how we're going to do it.
That's how we're going to do it, and we'll keep it in the back. That's good. I wonder if burritos would be better that way, too, because they usually, like, the beans and stuff usually mush out the bottom.
I bet so.
Bet you.
I bet so.
It's called the pinky pinch.
Pinky pinch.
Hashtag pinky pinch. Maybe don't hashtag that.
Don't hashtag that. Tons of cool stuff could happen.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
Hang on. Oh, we've got some great stories in here today.
Oh, snap.
But I want to hit this one first. Is there a record for the longest strike in bowling? Not the longest streak of strikes. The longest strike.
Oh, wow.
One roll, one strike. Great. A video has gone viral showing a bowler completing the impressive feat from an incredible 120 feet away.
Whoa.
Standing at the entrance door of the bowling alley, Joey Augustine hurls the ball across the carpeted floor down the lane before knocking down all 10 pins.
Wow.
Augustine works as a manager of Seaside Lanes Bowling Alley in Virginia Beach and was filmed while the building was empty. He used a pink 14-pound ball and needed 6 attempts before making a strike from 120 feet, which is double the length of a regular bowling lane.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Oh, that's a there's another crazy story that we're not going to read because that's terrifying. And finally, cat lovers out there, do I have a story for you? Oh, and then we're going to hit traffic and go to birthdays with Doug.
Booyah.
A Wisconsin woman lost her 17 cats to a humane society shelter after her unsanitary apartment was condemned. I wonder why. Now Leanne Shore has been arrested for allegedly breaking into that shelter to steal her cats back. Police say she removed 15 cats, only 8 of which previously belonged to her.
Gosh.
That's what happens when you become a crazy cat lady.
Yep. Starts with one.
Don't do it.
Or
starts
7.
With one, and then it grows to 2, and then who knows what can
26.
Happen. Because your wife travels, she's away all the time.
Nope.
And then you
won't
just keep getting little friends.
Nope, won't let
just
it happen.
Just more little furry friends.
Not gonna happen.
I need another one.
No, you don't. I'll be your furry friend.
It's time for traffic. Yes, you already are.
Rad stamp! Rad stamp!
I found the rad stamp.
Uh-oh.
This accident was reported to us by Mr. Peter Benson. It looks like it's gotten nuts.
Yeah.
The road is closed due to an accident. What road, you say? I-40 East.
Ugh.
Between 12th Street, exit 157... and 6th Street, exit 158.
Dang.
That's right. I-40 East is closed between exit 157 and exit 158.
There's
been a major accident, and the highway is closed. You need to pick an alternative route because, let's see, people are barely... their traffic's at a standstill and a crawl around this accident. So don't go that way.
Yeah.
Again, Highway 40 East... between exit 157 and 158. Also, we have construction I-25 in Paseo del Norte, and it looks like there's been an accident and the right lane is blocked at Paseo and Jefferson.
Wow.
Also, down south, the road construction roadway reduced one lane, Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast south at Rio Bravo. And that is your look at traffic.
Do you think since parents don't have to take their kids to school anymore, they're driving more like idiots? Because they're like, well, my kids aren't in the back of the car right now, so I can just drive however I want.
I like to blame
parents.
We've
noticed more and more and more accidents in the morning. This week, it's been crazy.
Also, we've been paying a lot closer attention to traffic.
We really have. So, that's true.
There could be a direct correlation.
There really could.
We'll talk to our researchers.
All right, there you go. It is 6:45, which means time for birthdays and dog.
Whoa. Ooh.
To the main event.
Ooh.
Hello, welcome to birthdays, everybody.
Doug! It's getting serious!
It is time.
Is this from Bring
Friday's
It On?
Birthday. Space
Let's
Jam.
Get ready to rumble!
Dude. Bruce Buffer.
Michael
Buffer. Sorry, Bruce is a UFC guy.
Yeah.
Michael Buffer is that guy who makes millions every time he
Let's
says that.
Let's get ready to rumble!
He makes millions every
That's
time
crazy.
He says that.
Hey, I got a question.
His brother's the one that goes, "It's time!"
Yeah.
They're brothers.
They're brothers.
They make stupid amounts of money for a phrase.
It is Friday, May 30th, 2014, day 150 of the year. There are 215 days remaining. Are you two ready for birthdays?
I'm ready! Yeah!
Then let's begin. First up this morning,
Space!
An Irish actor widely known for playing
Scotty
Miles O'Brien in Star Trek The Next Generation.
No.
And Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
He was also in, what else was he in? He
Law
like,
and Order?
Yeah, no.
It's 5-year mission.
Hell on Wheels.
Who is he in Hell on Wheels?
Yes.
Thomas Durant.
Not Chubby.
Durant. Yeah, but he's older
he's
and
older.
Curly hair.
Yes, curly hair.
Yeah, looks like
yes.
John C. Reilly.
There
yes,
you go. Yes,
yes, he kind of looks like John. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
John, this is a bad guy in Hell on Wheels.
Cole Meany.
There you
Cole
go.
Cole Meany. Okay.
He is.
And he is a meanie.
63.
He's a meanie. 63. Oh, man. 59.
He is 61.
Ah! Literally right down the middle.
Yep.
Next up.
Ed O'Neill.
Nope.
Katie Sagal.
Nope.
Okay, because I was going to be pissed that you didn't play Sons of Anarchy. Okay.
No.
Christine Applegate.
An American actor. Appeared in Revenge of the Nerds, where he played Stanley Gable.
It's the next door neighbor.
I don't know.
Darcy's husband.
Jefferson. Like a horse on Married with Children.
Yeah, it was Darcy's husband. She was married to Steve brother, at first, and then this guy. You
can't Ted McGinley.
Ted McGinley. Gosh, I feel like he's like
same age as what's her face.
He was also on Happy Days and The Love Boat.
62.
60.
He is 56.
Dang it.
Next up, he played in Major League Baseball and Chinese Professional Baseball League.
It's that one guy.
Played for the Cleveland Indians.
Manny Ramirez.
But yes.
See, when I said it's that one guy, I was close.
Manny Ramirez, I saw him play as an isotope. I had pictures of him. We were right above the dugout. Man Ram.
Still waiting for Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Oh, man. Manny Ramirez is...
He just got signed to be a player coach for the Iowa Cubs.
Yeah. I'm going to say 39.
37.
He is 42.
Dang it!
The Raffy.
Wait.
Next up, an American actress and singer-songwriter. She rose to prominence when she originated the role of Maureen Johnson in the hit
from Frozen.
Broadway musical Rent.
Kristen Bell?
No.
It's John Travolta jacked up her name. Is it that lady? Adina something?
Menzel. Yes.
It's Barnum Shumption.
The voice of Elsa the Snow Queen in Disney's Frozen. She won an Academy Award for the song.
Barnum Rosamund is 38. Heaven knows
I try. She is 37 today.
Today, she is 43 years old.
Wow.
She's older than I thought.
She looks good.
Next up, singer, songwriter, Judge.
CeeLo.
Yes. I remember when I lost my mind.
Oh, man. Gnarls Barkley. Am I right, guys? Am I right?
Are they coming out with a new album?
Are they?
I think so. He left the...
Oh, man.
Well, maybe he's doing a solo project. Maybe
I
was out
of time. I haven't heard this song in so long. Good pick, Doug.
Thank you.
Also, probably one of the few that we could play.
Yep.
You don't want to play Goody Mob?
Nope.
Okay. CeeLo is 41.
38.
He is 39. And the last birthday this morning.
Dang it.
Rage.
Zach.
Zach, what's his face?
Tom Morello.
Yes.
Ah! De La Roca is the...
That's who it is.
From Rage Against the Machine, audio tape, and currently a touring musician with Bruce Springsteen in the E Street Band.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
That's probably, if you're like a rock musician and Bruce Springsteen brings you out, you're probably
pretty good.
You've hit your peak, my friend. Where do you go from there?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's how I feel. Because it's like.
The E Street Band's a pretty.
Yeah, that's like a collection
it's
of.
A big band.
The best. And their shows are 3 hours.
Ringo Starr and the All Star. I feel
maybe
like that's
Paul,
when you get old.
Maybe Paul McCartney.
But when you get old, like, where do you go from there?
That's where you go. Or you take a job. At a bar in Nashville on the Strip and just play there for the rest of your life.
Or Tom Morello, you make amends with Zach De La Roca and freaking do some Rage Against the Machine. Am I right?
Hey.
Am I right?
Rage Against your own machine, friend.
Yeah.
Get back together.
Tom Morello is... Oh, gosh. I'm going to say 40.
41.
He is 50 today.
50?
Whoa, yeah. Dude.
Don't rage against the machine. Whoa, you'll dude. Throw out your hip.
Yeah. Dude, Tom Morello is 50. I have to sit down.
And now on to dates.
Okay.
On this day, what year? Decoration Day. The predecessor of the modern Memorial Day was observed in the United States for the first time.
Really upset because I read this the other day. I really did. On Memorial Day, because I was like, wait.
What a good pick.
What's the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day? And then, you know, figured it out. But, and it said, Memorial Day was formerly known as Decoration Day. It changed in, and I didn't pay attention.
So this is the day it changed to Memorial Day?
No, this is the first time Decorations Day was observed.
Oh, okay. Well, then I didn't read it.
So,
confusion.
Decorations Day. We live in a great nation. America! Right, right. Right, right.
Sweet.
America. I just want to listen to this song.
This is from the fireworks scene in The Sandlot.
Yeah.
This is from My American Heart.
Mm-hmm. Which is a band.
Zach Brown Band? Gosh, Decorations Day. Well, Elizabeth, it was because Betsy Ross, she was sewing that flag, and she was like, we need to make a big deal out of this. No, that was Flag Day.
I need something bigger than a bake sale.
So I'm going to say 1804.
1882.
1868.
Ah!
Next up, the same what year at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the first Indianapolis 500 ended with Ray Horan becoming the first winner of the 500-mile auto race in his Marmon loss.
So is the first winner ever of the Indy 500?
Yes.
Dang it. I'm going to go way older than I should. Let's see, it's 2014. So I'm going to say 19...
Go Speed Racer, Go Speed Racer, Go!
1911
is correct.
Oh, you did it!
You did it.
I couldn't remember if it was the 103rd or if it was... Yes, dude.
Good job, man.
Hey,
nice. You know.
Trivia. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
On this day in what year? In Washington, D.C., the Lincoln Memorial was dedicated.
Ooh.
So he was probably dead, huh?
There's a good chance.
Yeah, they would have called it the Lincoln Decoration if he wasn't.
Right.
All right.
So, like, later than the 1700s, right?
Probably a little bit. Majesty. Considering the Civil War was in the 1800s, maybe.
So a good guess would be, like, 1929.
1934.
1922.
Oh!
Good guess.
Wham. I do the cheetah bug. Yes. Even my last name fits. Cheetah bug. Yep.
On this day, what year the compact disc was first introduced?
Ooh, the compact disc. Okay, wait. Remember when they first came out and they had like the weird long cardboard around them? It was like a big... You guys don't remember.
Yeah, bad news. You're probably the only one that remembers that in this group.
They were like this long. They were huge.
I could go
like
get
John. The size
of
your forearm.
John just came in. Maybe
and,
he...
Yeah. And then you opened it up and the CD was inside of these long cardboard things.
Should have been with you instead. Wake me up. Before you go, leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
Okay, Before you go, wait. My first CD came.
Wake me up before you go, cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go.
1989.
Here it comes. I wanna hear that high.
Pretty good. I'm
going to
stick it with the
89. What'd you say?
89.
I'm
going to
say 82.
1981.
Oh, wow.
The Wedding Singer.
Whoa. Today is Water of Flower Day. Tomorrow is Hug Your Cat Day. It is the Wicked World of Croquet Day.
What? Okay. Croquet?
Yeah.
Who does?
Tomorrow is also World No Tobacco Day. It's Macaroon Day.
Nice.
June is Adopt a Shelter Cat Month, Dairy Month, Fireworks Safety Month, International Accordion Awareness Month, International Men's Month, International People Skills Month, it is Perennial Gardening Month, National Candy Month, National Iced Tea Month, National Rose Month, National Seafood Month, National Soul Food Month, National Steakhouse Month, Potty Training Awareness Month,
okay.
Prevent Cancer from the Sun Month,
what?
Turkeys Lovers Month, Bathroom Reading Month, Sunday Ooh. Is Go Barefoot Day, Say Something Nice Day, Cancer Survivors Day, Heimlich Maneuver Day, Flip a Coin Day, and most of all, it is Hazelnut Cake Day.
Hazelnut cake.
There's a lot.
Crumble it, Doug. Throw
Get
it away.
Out of here. We got a new month coming, people.
Doug said he's out.
We got to take a quick break. Coming up, Stacy will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour from the HAC. We'll be talking about addiction and what is going on in Albuquerque to combat that. We're also going to be talking with our boy Kevin Banks in the 8 o'clock hour with Dream Big, what they got going on with their nonprofit. We're also going to talk about this high school that's refusing to give students their diploma.
We're going to get y'all riled up.
We also got some Ruth on the way back, some Bayside, more Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
We're going to try to give you guys an update on that accident on I-40. Earlier, it looks like it's still going on. Yeah, we have an accident to report. I-40 East at 6th Street, but it looks like now the two right lanes are blocked, so okay. The road's open again. But this is at exit 158. Yeah, very, very backed up. All the way back to Coors, it looks like.
That's crazy, man. They closed I-40 eastbound for a while to clean this up, so it is a very gnarly accident.
Yeah, so be careful around there. Again, that's I-40 East at 6th Street, exit 158. Two right lanes are blocked due to an accident. We also have construction I-25 in Paseo and Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast, south at Rio Bravo.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Oh, kids, we just heard Mickey Echo talking about them kids.
Talking about them kids gonna do what they want.
Kids gonna be kids. And it looks like schools are cracking the whips. Ooh. An entire class of graduating seniors in a Chicago suburb were denied diplomas after the students ignored warnings not to throw their graduation caps into the air during the commencement ceremony. Ridgewood High School not allowing their students to give their diplomas unless they publicly apologize. Yeah. Now, here's the crazy thing. Not all the students threw their caps in the air like they just don't care.
Right.
And those kids are still being punished.
Ooh.
The superintendent, Dr. Robert Lupo, explained the reasoning behind it. He said, look, the gym's decorated, people dress up, we expect dignified behavior. Secondly, it's an indoor event.
Right.
In past ceremonies, people have been hit by flying caps. We just assume not have graduates leaving with cuts or black eyes. He also addressed the students who were like, hey, bro, we didn't throw our cap. And said, well, then talk to your fellow students because they were repeatedly warned beforehand.
Ooh.
And said their action was disrespectful, and so everybody suffers for it.
Yep.
Now, that's not the only, like, end-of-year shenanigans we're reading about in the news today.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, a school in Utah has come under fire because they were editing yearbook pictures to remove tattoos, and then some of the girls who had maybe lower shirts on than other girls, they photoshopped and edited that to raise the shirt on the neckline, if you will. Administrators of Wasatch High School in Heber City said pupils whose images were doctored had violated the dress code of the school. Now, They were warned last fall when yearbook photos were taken that band apparel such as tank tops, low-cut tops, certain slogans on shirts, other inappropriate attire would be subjected to editing to conform with the school's dress code standards, but the students had no say. So I saw one yesterday, like one of the photos of one of the girls who had a, quote, low-cut shirt, and they, I mean, man, obviously a high school student who does not have a solid grasp in Photoshop, because you're like, oh. It's, yeah.
Is it rough?
It's bad. School officials conceded that mistakes had been made with the editing of the photos, although they did not give specific examples.
Good grief.
They said they're going to review its practices of editing for the future, but the yearbook photos are the yearbook photos. So we got one school who is not giving kids their diplomas because they threw their caps. We got another school that is photoshopping tattoos out or piercings or changing necklines of girls' shirts if they have a certain certain amount of cleavage showing, if you will. This is crazy. Or is it? I don't know. Students tossing their caps, edited yearbook photos. So is it a kids trying to be kids and the school's banning stuff? Or are these kids just learning a lesson about what the real world's going to be like and, you know, having to live by rules and standards with their jobs? What do you think?
Tough. That's a tough situation.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now, check this out. Dougie Doug just sent me this.
Whoop! Sweet Dougie mine.
So today, after telling the graduates that they wouldn't receive their diplomas until they apologized for tossing their caps in the air.
Parental outrage, schools reverse its decision, and all the kids get diplomas. Oh. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Why even do anything if you're a school anymore?
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. Gosh, dude.
Predictable.
So, here's the thing. As we ask the question on, is this the kids getting a lesson in the real world, or is this parents interjecting? What's going on? A day later.
Gone.
A day later.
Yep.
From the superintendent, Robert Lupo, the guy I quoted earlier, Dr. Robert Lupo, he said, quote, "Now, this may not seem like a big thing to most, but I would like to speak to why we think it is. First of all, our staff goes to great pains to make the ceremony a dignified event. The gym is decorated. People dress up. Some of them. Dignified behavior." He said, "Lastly, it was a simple instruction. Please don't throw caps or there will be consequences."
That's what happens, friends.
Now, here's the best part. The school, their mascot, the Rebels.
Well done. Oh. Well done.
Oh, Ridgewood Community High School, I see what you've done there. Yeah, their mascot is the Rebel. So, in likewise fashion with their mascot, they threw their caps in the air like they just don't care. Now, of course, as we said, they weren't going to get their diplomas. Late yesterday afternoon, the school backed down.
Quote, "Stupid.
We recognize that most of those who participated in the graduation ceremonies were well-behaved and followed instructions. We're sorry that the ceremony was marred by the students who chose not to follow those instructions. Consequently, we've rethought our policy. We'll be sending out diplomas to all members of the class of 2014 today." End quote.
Yeah, I want to put a certain question of the day up, but I can't.
You should go... You should scrub that out and just put all of those
symbols.
Yes!
Numbers. No.
What is wrong with our school system? We were talking about whether or not it was consequences for their actions, these kids throwing their caps in the air and not getting their diplomas, and a day later the school is backing down and saying, "Hey man, we got some parents who are upset, and coincidentally, you know, not everybody was bad." So they're reversing it. So the kids that threw their diplomas or that threw their caps in the air are getting their diplomas like it's no big deal. There's not going to be any punishment because they're graduating. Maybe they just wanted to get them out of their school system because they're like, it's time. We did our duty. Get into the real world. We're tired of this.
Get out of here, you dumb old kids. Nobody likes you no more.
Sadly, for the kids in Utah who had their photos photoshopped, there's no turning back from that, and they're going to have to show their kids that someday and say, "Yeah, that was the time that my school photoshopped me." Maybe this will turn some into, like, these, like, legal rights lawyers, and maybe they're just Maybe the school system is just preparing kids for the real world.
No. Okay, so a school in Utah photoshopped kids.
They photoshopped out tattoos. They raised necklines on some girls' shirts because they were scandalous.
In the yearbook.
Alleged.
That weren't adhering to dress code.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm listening.
And then we have a school in, where was that, Connecticut? Where was the other school?
They were in
Ridgeway Community.
Illinois,
sorry.
Norridge, Illinois. Ridgewood Community
High
School. And
they said you can't throw your cap and gown, and then when everybody did, nobody could get a diploma, and then all the parents were like, and now the school's like, okay, fine, you can get your diploma,
kids,
but you're stupid.
Kids just wanna have fun. Kids gonna do what they gonna do.
Kids gonna do.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. We also posted this question of the day. What has happened?
Is it the kids' fault?
I mean, here's the thing. There were consequences, and they said there were consequences to the actions, and then a day later rescinded those consequences. This is like last week.
Good job, school. You wanted to teach them about consequences.
Wanted to teach the girl about fiscal responsibility.
Yep.
Made him pay to go to the bathroom. This girl spent all her money on popcorn, peed her pants. And now everybody was outraged at the teacher.
Oh my gosh, you just gave me the coolest nickname. Peter Pants.
Static!
Oh my.
Yeah.
So think I about guess it. The photoshopping of the pictures is there, right, because it's their publication.
Oh, that's a good comment.
There was a dress code, right? But I don't understand the whole throwing of the caps thing.
Yeah.
To me, but this is just my little view, the throwing of the caps is as much a tradition as anything else. And this whole idea of it being dignified, I guess if you can't teach kids in 4 years of high school dignity, which is apparently the case, then why try to bunch it into one ceremony at the end of it all?
There you go.
Such a great comment.
And that thing about withholding the diplomas, that's ridiculous. I think they missed the whole point.
Yeah.
Those students who were in the ceremony worked very hard to get those diplomas. Personally, I think they should be able to throw their caps, so I don't know.
There you go. All right. Land of the free, home of the brave. Thanks for the call. See, now, okay, can I get controversial for a second?
Bring it on, buddy.
So there's this idiot dude who owns this company, right? And he makes some pretty outlandish comments. And is forced to sell his company.
Right, forced.
So we're seeing, like, all this stuff is happening right now because these kids are wanting to do these things and the school is saying, no, 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 you can't act like this. You have to adhere to a certain behavior. Now, one school backed down.
Mm-hmm.
The school in Utah didn't. They are saying, hey, you know, you have to conform to this. This is it. Because one student is saying, dude, quote, my tattoo is really important to me. It reminds me of how far I've come. There's nothing in the dress code that says tattoos aren't acceptable. And in the high school yearbook, they photoshopped it out.
Mm.
And so this one student was really upset, saying, my mom and my sisters and I all got the same tattoo, really upset the school covered it up. It's like they're saying, you're not enough. It's like they're trying to shame me or conform me. So we're trying to conform to... Right. No, I'm just throwing it out there because this is a quote from a high school student.
Yeah, well,
do I agree with that? Not necessarily the case. But we are kind of coming this place where if you don't like something, whether or not you agree with it or believe in it, do we really have freedoms? Do we really have the right to say those things? Can we? As she said, it's a tradition just as much as graduation is throwing up our hat in the air. Or is it something where the school said, here's the rules. Don't do that. Don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't act like that. There will be consequences. What sucks is there were consequences for about 8 minutes, and then the school backed down because parents got mad.
Parents said, no, there's consequences.
Yeah, right. There's consequences.
I think with all this stuff, number one, we have to remember, we got to be careful because slippery slope is really easy to slide down.
Yes.
So when we group, and I'm not saying it's wrong to, but when we group like what happened with Sterling, with educational things.
Yeah.
It can very quickly turn into and all that. But you do have a situation where it seems like these people can't stick to things because in the situation of Donald Sterling, in our world with our media, with Twitter, with social media and all that stuff, now more than ever, if you do anything wrong, it is instantly in front of everyone.
Yep. Now, here's the difference, though. The school beforehand warned the students, and it's in their hey, you can't do this.
Yeah.
There's going to be consequences. In the NBA, Donald Sterling, the owner for the Clippers, made some very racist remarks. They were awful.
Awful comments.
They are not in the NBA code of ethics.
Right.
It's not something where they can even punish him because there's no rule against what he said.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't like what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore,
so this is
how
what
can it, they punish him?
This
you know
is what
I mean?
I'm saying.
Yeah.
In our world where we have social media, and when you do something wrong, you're immediately in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Not only does this reflect poorly on Sterling, but it reflects on the entire Clippers organization. It reflects poorly on the rest of the people on the business side. It reflects poorly on all the players.
Yeah.
It reflects poorly on everybody. So you've got this one guy that has made a terrible mistake, and all of a sudden, it's this whole organization's mistake.
Yeah.
So that's why I think all of a sudden they're like, you're selling the company because you just screwed it up for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, and that's different. It's never been like this in history, ever, ever.
Well, I mean, it's anything. That's why, you know, if we're looking at it logically, we just have to, everybody just has to shut up. Because if you say something, no matter what it is about,
offensive,
and somebody doesn't like it,
well, you can get shut down.
And offensive is a relative term, too, because what Donald Sterling said is very offensive to us, but I'll bet you two-thirds of the state you came from originally would be like,
right
on, man.
That's right.
Right. True. I mean, truly.
And
racism still exists in the South.
Oh, it
doesn't make it right.
I think it exists a lot of places.
It does
exist. And that doesn't make it right. And that's the thing. That's where we keep losing our boundary. You know, it's like there has to be a definitive line between right and wrong that's not subjective. There has to be, because then everybody has an excuse to be offended at any time over anything, over everything.
Well, which is hilarious because right now we're living in this postmodern society where everything is relative because nobody wants to adhere to God's absolute truth.
Yeah.
There's no standard for truth.
Right.
What is your truth is not my truth.
Mm.
It's all relative until you disagree with it, in which case we are setting absolute. You absolutely cannot be racist.
Yeah.
You absolutely cannot throw your cap and count. You absolutely cannot do these things. Wait, but I thought you just said we live in the relative society and what is your truth is not my truth.
I know.
So everybody's confused.
It's a huge, well, what that is that's a huge contradiction.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know,
which is great because it shows there is an absolute truth.
Right. And saying that there's no absolute truth is an absolute in itself. And we all know that. You can't just run around saying.
We can't say we all know that because a lot of people are running around saying that like idiots.
There is no absolute truth. Yeah.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yeah, for real. I'm just saying, I think hopefully by now a lot of people have realized, wait a second, I'm stating an absolute. I should probably shut up. But to me, it's just, this shows the importance of understanding that. Well, I just miss, like, what happened to respectfully disagreeing? And I'm not, you got to understand, if you're listening, I am in no way defending his racist comments.
No way.
Steve-O can attest to my sensitivity.
Or I.
Yeah, he can attest to the sensitivity towards racism from me because I come from a very racist place.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, I'm throwing up, like, walls probably before I even have to.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, I'm not even touching it.
Right.
I'm not touching it, you know? And it's wrong. At the heart of it, it's just wrong.
Right.
You know, and so the lines are still, we got these blurred lines.
Oh, don't you start.
I know you want it.
Oh my gosh, I knew it. Static!
Hey, so I graduated from Mira Rancho last year. Same policy as the school in Illinois. We're not allowed to throw our caps up in the air. But it may be a tradition, but it's something that's easily replaced. So instead of throwing our caps, we had confetti wands that we just waved in the air and confetti popped out the end.
Oh, that's cool.
There you go.
So, I mean, and it's kind of a legit concern because, I mean, the hats are
very pointy.
So, you know, and a lot of times people rent their caps and gowns.
Yeah.
You have to return them.
True. Yeah.
So, I mean, it may be a tradition, but it's something that can easily be replaced.
I like that.
There you go.
That's good. Provide an alternate solution.
Yeah.
Good job, you graduate.
I like
you
it.
You learned
You're
something.
You're the smartest high school kid I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Well, graduate. You've already graduated.
Yeah,
You're
good
not
job.
In high school.
Good
anymore.
Job. Thanks for the call.
Oh, no problem. Have a nice day.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
It's better than what we did in Mississippi. When we graduated, everybody pulled their shotgun out and just fired it into the air.
I remember she does make a good point. I remember at military school, we had, you know, at the end of the year, everybody, every year, at the end of the year, it was like, you're getting out, your freedom, you're getting out, and everybody's like throwing their hats in the air. And I remember grabbing mine and going down like I was going to and, ooh, up in the air and holding on to it for dear life. I just simulated like
you didn't want
to
lose it.
No, because then there's 100 hats, and then there were like 80 people walking around like, is that my hat?
I watched mine. I threw mine, but I watched it, and I got my hat.
Smart man.
I did.
Yeah. Didn't.
Watched exactly where it went.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Hey, you know what? Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Kevin Banks, his brother, former Lobo. See what he has to say about this whole Clippers thing and relativism,
nismismisms.
Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Hoping to give you an update on that accident at I-40 and 6th. But for right now, the computer's having an accident because it's crapping all over my day. Jerk computer. I hate this computer so much. Would you help me? Would you just get rid of it?
I can't.
Okay, guys, it looks like the accident has been cleared at I-40 and 6th, but we do still, it is moving a little bit slower, so probably the day is starting anew.
Yes.
Catching up to where we were. Also, we have construction Highway 47 at Broadway, Boulevard Southeast South at Rio Bravo. Also, I-25 in Paseo. It was an accident earlier, but that too has been cleared. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. And hey, we are a listener-supported station. If are a local business or maybe a national corporation, got some of that money.
Money, man.
We are always looking for sponsorship for the morning show, for traffic, for things like that. So,
like most of society, we too are looking for a handout.
There you go. You can hit us up, studio@mystaticradio.com. That's studio@mystaticradio.com. It's just before 8 o'clock. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be kicking it with Kevin Banks. Hopefully.
Also, we have another great interview. Hopefully.
Yeah.
What's her name? I forgot.
Stacy. Yeah, she's coming in. Stacy will be coming in the 9 o'clock hour. She's part of the HAC. We'll talk to her about that and this new recovery center.
Yeah.
That they got rocking and rolling. And how we can get involved in this community to help those struggling with addictions. So that's going to be exciting. Now, we were talking about a few things that have happened in society. When did we get fake serious?
I don't know.
Okay.
We are a satire on the state of our country. Right?
Boom!
Because
that's right.
In a lot of ways, we are fake serious in our society.
Yeah.
Like we were talking off air. There's a huge standard for morality.
Yeah.
We're all very moral people. N.T. Wright said this, like you pointed out. We're all super moral. We're so moral, but we don't have a standard that we're weighing against.
Right.
So we're really just floating around out here saying, I'm moral, you're moral, you're the most important, and so am I.
It's really interesting to see the headlines. We were talking about a few today. Some high schools made the news. A school in Utah photoshopped students' portraits that they didn't agree with, maybe tattoos or the clothing, they just didn't like it, so changing things up. Another school denied diplomas to graduates because they threw their hats in the air after they told them not to. Now, that has since been rescinded because parents got pissed
parental
and started
outrage.
Outraging. So a day later, the school backed down on the consequences for the actions of the students. Where are we? Static!
Morning, fellas.
Morning!
Hey. Hey, today's Friday, right?
It is Friday!
What's up?
What has more lives than a cat?
What?
A cat lady.
A frog. It croaks every night.
Look at you, buddy.
Fun joke, Friday.
Yeah.
I love
bring it.
Bring
it back. There
you go.
Back.
Nicely
bring it
done.
Back.
Hey, can I get a song request?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Let's go. Vocal Few, We'll Make It Someday.
Oh, such nice. A great song.
Good pick, man.
Nice yeah. summer jam. I like it.
Right on.
All right,
right
man, it's
hey,
coming up.
Hey, Steve-O, you wearing your white pants today?
My white pants?
He wears those every day, man.
Yeah. I'm not wearing white pants
hey,
today.
Hey, you be proud, son.
I'm not wearing white pants.
Be proud about it, man. It's all right.
Gosh, no, I'm not wearing white pants.
Hey, if you dig your white pants out of the drawer, because now it's acceptable,
right?
You might find your man card in the pocket.
If you call my friend
well
about
done,
his man
sir.
Card more time,
well
I'm going to say that you have everybody's man card and that you like
oh.
it.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I'm good at comebacks, buddy.
I'm really
love
good
too,
at
man.
Comebacks. Yeah, you are. You are outstanding.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys. Have a good
right,
day.
Man, you too.
I know you're happy to have me around because I'm so good at comebacks.
Your
comebacks. Man, I got your back. Here's another one. You are.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so there's this one time. I wasn't always such a wordsmith. And I was working at GameStop, and this guy, this customer was really insulting an employee and a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And it was like, why is he just taking it? And the guy was just taking it. And I said, hey, man, you don't need to talk to him like that. So he turned on me and started cussing at me, and I said, well, yeah, Mr. Nissan dealership man, because he was wearing a Nissan like car, like he was a car salesman.
Yeah,
and I was like so flustered that he started cussing at me. That was my rebuttal.
I bet you drive a Sentra, jerk. Get out.
Needless to say, I became Mr. Nissan dealership man at GameStop for a while. That
Dude.
Was like my nickname.
Hey, but you know what? An hour later in your head, you had the best comeback.
I had the best comeback like an hour. It was the best.
That's what happens.
Yeah, it was like...
That's what happens.
Yeah. Take that.
You know who was my defender?
You can comb away.
Oh, you can comb away your hairline,
right.
balding man.
I gotta go.
Was he going bald?
No.
Dang it.
It was the most idiotic comeback I ever had in my life, and I still to this day remember that.
You can always fall back on the ones from fourth grade where you go, oh yeah, well you're fat. Get out. Maybe eat less. Get out.
Go, Mr. Nissan dealership
oh,
man.
Yeah?
Huh?
You have an ugly nose. I've got a nose comparison chart in the back, and yours is on the ugly end. That's your nose. I've seen it.
If you knows what I'm saying.
Hey.
Woo. Got you good.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. We got to take a break.
My defender was Coon.
Gosh.
In
really?
College.
Was
yeah.
he good?
I was terrible at comebacks, but that dude, when it comes to getting insulted, that man has the fastest comebacks in the world. Like, boom! And then the other person's like, what did that guy just say to me? What? I'm sorry. I'm out of here.
Oh, man. Amazing. Yeah. They've kind of gotten better. I still come up with them like an hour later.
Yeah, that's
like,
how.
Dang
I,
it!
That's how I am.
I just have to constantly work it out.
I need to be a meaner guy, I guess, because I'm just not. I'm just like always. You know what? Okay. Last night I filled out a survey on Facebook, and it was which member of the Justice League would you be?
Okay.
Guess who I got?
Aquaman.
Green Lantern.
Why?
My greatest weakness is empathy. Straight up, it said what's your greatest weakness, and it had all these things and. And I was like,
I want to take that.
I was like, it's empathy because I'm always, for some reason, I can get mad about something. And then I just, in my head, start identifying with the other person. And it's just disengaging all my stuff. And I was like, that's definitely my greatest weakness. That's my kryptonite is empathy. What a lame dude. And then I was like, oh, Don's laying there. And I'm like, oh, man, I got Green Lantern.
Come on.
And I read the description and it was me. And she started laughing at me. She's like, ah,
we got to take a quick break. I got to take this survey online somewhere because I'm sure it's completely accurate and it's going to redefine the rest of my life. It'll happen. Coming back, we got the Vocal Few by request. We also got some number one guns, some fits in the tantrums, and hopefully our boy Kevin Banks.
Kevin!
I know!
Kevin!
We'll see. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Gonna take a look at traffic again, because that's what time it is, isn't it, Kevin?
It is.
There you go. Uh-oh. I hope you didn't do this, Kevin. We got an accident. Two right lanes are blocked at I-40 East and Coors, so just a little west of the accident this morning.
I-40 East cannot get any breathing room today.
Yeah, it's rough. This accident occurred about 5 minutes ago.
That wasn't me.
Okay, good.
Wasn't you.
Wasn't me.
Also, we have construction at I-25 in Paseo and construction at Highway 47 and Broadway Boulevard southeast south of Rio Bravo. So be careful. That's it.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, coffee shop here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And today, very special birthday boy in studio. On his birthday.
Mm-hmm. On his birthday.
Kevin Banks.
Yes, Kevin is a fresh 31 years old today.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't
looking
21,
good.
Right?
No, it's 31, Kevin. You're living in the past, man. It ain't the 90s no more.
Really wish you would have been in here in the last hour when I needed you. We were talking Donald Sterling. We were talking the NBA.
Wow.
You know,
I should have been
in the
NBA.
You could have lent authority to this racism thing because, you know, Mateo
what?
From Mississippi.
Oh.
Kevin, I don't know if you knew this. You're black.
Dang it, Steve-O. You're
going to
give me this on my birthday?
Elephant in the room.
Elephant. I just wanted to get that out of the way.
I'm actually right? Caramel mocha with chocolate chip sprinkles.
You got that Tiger Woods look going. I got that.
Tiger's ugly.
It's good. No, you know what? You're right. Sorry. I apologize.
I would have went for, you know, Taye Diggs or something like that.
Yeah.
Taye Diggs.
Taye Diggs.
I mean, come on, bro.
It's a bit of a stretch.
I mean, okay. You know, maybe right. Tyrese. I mean.
Tyrese? No.
You know who you remind me of?
Tell me.
Brad Pitt.
Ooh,
really?
There you go.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Breaking down barriers
that.
Right
yeah,
here.
There
this
you go.
Guy.
That's
I
love
good.
It. That was
That's
good. Good. That was real good. I thought I kind of looked like Steve-O myself. But
man.
Don't insult yourself.
And now we get to segue into, like, important things
from
after that conversation.
Donald Sterling to Brad Pitt to what do we have next, Steve-O?
To what we have coming up. Well, we have DJ in studio.
Yes, we do.
She's going to come to the mic and hang out with us as well. Now, what is your official title, DJ?
CEO of Exhib It.
Exhib Dash It. That's what I always say because
that's right.
It's in the spots that I always have to read. Exhib Dash It. Exhib Dash It. You gotta do something. Exhib-it.com. In fact, we posted all the information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Coming up June 12th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Expo New Mexico in the Manuel Lujan building. You will be hosting and putting on an event, the B2B Expo. And it's been something that our dear friend Peter Benson on our sister station has been talking a lot about, and we've been hearing a lot of businesses coming in for that. But you guys are doing something very special for our friend Kevin Banks, and more importantly, his nonprofit organization, Dream Big. What's going on there?
Well, at the event, it's really all about community service.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we pick a nonprofit, and this year we pick Dream Big.
Right.
We like to pick local nonprofits that
okay.
really make a difference in our community, in
yeah.
our backyard. And what they do for the families in New Mexico and
yeah.
all the haircuts and all the things they do for the kids really is close to my heart.
Yeah.
And I like to sponsor something and give back to the community by saying, hey, Dream Big.
Yeah.
We want to have a silent auction, really an online auction first, with all the proceeds to benefit anything that you can do for your outreach.
So what you're saying is you guys are doing an online auction right now. 100% of the proceeds benefit Dream Big. So if we like Kevin and his organization, we should probably go online and check out this online auction.
Yeah, and that website's a little different. It's really cool. It's one of our sponsors
okay.
that do this no profit at
okay.
all. It all goes to Dream Big.
I love how you're
it's,
doing this.
It's myauctionaddiction.com. Myauctionaddiction.com.
Boom.
And then hit on fundraisers, and you'll see B2B
okay.
fundraiser for Dream Big.
Cool. All right.
So I'm excited about
why'd
this.
Why'd you pick this goober? I mean, come on.
This goober? Really? Really? It's my birthday. It is my birthday.
It is your birthday.
Be nice.
I'm sorry, I'm being nice. That was nice, man.
Okay.
All of
right.
all the things, goober's pretty, I mean, that's a relatively
I'll accept goober
kind
from you.
Term.
I'll take it.
You know, I picked them because I really like to see people doing an outreach that has a passion and purpose.
Yeah.
And to me, and also they're a faith-based organization,
mm-hmm.
and my company is too. And I really want to reach out and help faith-based nonprofits like that
yeah.
that are making a difference. What we can see. We can
yeah.
see something happening.
It's tangible.
Yes.
You can see what's going on in the community. Yeah, absolutely. And Kevin, you know, let's talk about that, the things that you are doing in the community. Dream Big, you guys always put on this event, Cuts for Kids.
Yes.
I know it's back to school. It's almost June, So we're getting closer and closer.
Yes.
You're starting to sweat it a little? I mean, come on.
You know, since last year, it flew by so quick. I can't believe school just ended, but yet we're talking about going back to school already.
Right.
But, I mean, it takes planning. It takes people like DJ and her company to step up and help support things like Cuts for Kids.
Yeah, nonprofit really means nonprofit. We need money.
Like, we need money.
We understand that as a nonprofit radio station.
Exactly.
Yeah. It takes the community to come alongside and support and help with businesses like Exhibit.
Exactly.
Helping you guys. So what do you have coming up?
So, a couple of things. Obviously, the B2B.
Yes.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank DJ On Air for, you know, reaching out to us in order to benefit from these proceeds. But, Cuts for Kids, that's our primary focus right now. That's going to be August 10th, Expo New Mexico, Via Hispana. Once again, free for everybody. I'd like to say we're focused on underprivileged youth.
Yeah.
But we really want to focus on anybody and everybody that feels in their heart that they're going to need that help as far as haircuts for their children, backpacks, school supplies. This year, we're really going to focus on the free medical exams for the kids. We're feeding as many people as possible. We're really going overboard with the entertainment. I actually got in contact with the Duke's Car Club, has been a huge supporter the past couple of years with the car show that we put on. They're actually taking over this year. So we're going to have some cars hopping, some hydraulics demonstrations, etc. So I'm really pumped about this year. It's going to be even bigger. We were able to serve about 300 kids with backpacks and school supplies last year and haircuts. This year, we're planning on at least 5,000 kids this time around. That's why the planning has to start so early.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So anything that anybody can do out in the community to help support, we're more than welcome to, or we're more than happy to accept you and come in and have your voluntary services or funds.
Right.
Gotta say it.
Funds are good.
Funds are great. I mean, it helps. As you can imagine, 5,000 kids, it's going to be quite costly.
Yeah.
But, you know, good friend Cindy Mansfield, she and TBN has stepped up and helped us. She's already committed to 2,000 backpacks. Donated for the program. So we're excited.
I
am very, very excited. But that is our primary focus this summer.
Yeah.
I got to say another thing. Steve-O, we have taken on a mission with homeless single mothers. We have actually helped support a house right now that is actually downtown. And we have ministry for homeless women can come in every Monday and do a Bible study. We also help feed these women and give their kids clothes and toys, etc. So that's something that's really close to my heart, and I'm excited about it.
Man, we have the Albuquerque Rescue Mission on Static Radio every week talking about that, and it's dumbfounding because you don't think about this. When we think homeless, the first person you see in your mind is the guy on the street corner, grizzly beard, sign, looking ragged. What you don't realize is this last year in the APS system alone, there were over 7,000 children in the Albuquerque public school system who are homeless,
who
considered homeless. And those are just the ones that are registered in APS. That isn't everyone. And so it's a much greater need than people realize or think about. You don't think about the children. You don't think about the single moms out on the street.
No.
You just have that grizzly dude in your brain that you think about when you think homeless.
With the duffel bag and the little dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so it's unbelievable. And so kudos for what you guys are doing there.
We also, I can't believe I'm forgetting this. You have Gary with Friends of the Fatherless. He's doing international missions work. We teamed up with Gary last year, and we were able to send some backpacks. They didn't have school supplies necessarily. They had life supplies, if you will.
Yeah.
And we supported a village in Mexico as well as a village in the Philippines.
Wow.
So we're doing a lot of work, not only locally, but now we're starting to expand internationally, which is awesome.
Amazing.
We've been blessed, man. Things are coming our way fast and furious.
Ha! Ha!
Tyrese. I had to throw it in.
I like that. Full circle. Amazing. Act a fool.
Like act a fool.
There you go, Luda.
But a lot is going on. And like I said, without people like DJ and her company, we're not able to do things like this. So, again, any support that we can get, I am all about it. Any support that we can give to other businesses in forms of events and whatnot, we're more than able to do it and more than happy to do it.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, Kevin, our goal is to raise a minimum of $10,000.
Wow.
So we really need your help.
Yeah.
Remember, myauctionaddiction.com. Click on the fundraiser tab, B2B,
fundraiser for Dream Big. Help us meet this goal to reach out to those kids and families in New Mexico and meet all the passion and purpose for the goals.
Absolutely. And we're posting all the information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You like us, you know, get there. We're going to link everything so that you can see and help Dream Big. And again, huge thank you to Exhibit for hosting this, for putting together this silent auction. The proceeds, again, benefit Dream Big. Mm-hmm. Our boy Kevin's nonprofit organization, which is absolutely amazing. And, of course, the B2B event coming up June 12th from 5 to 8 p.m. Expo New Mexico, the Manuel Lujan Building. We posted the information on our Facebook page. If you'd like more information on the event that Exhibit is hosting coming up on June 12th, get to our Facebook page to check out all the details on that. And, wow.
Man.
That was a lot.
A lot.
That was a lot.
It's good stuff, though.
That is good stuff. Man. So, there you go. Huge shout-out to Exhibit and for just jumping in the community and doing things like this, because it's obviously necessary.
And thank you for having us today.
Oh, of course. Of course. Anytime there's a rad local nonprofit organization, you know, we've had a lot of great friends come through here who have been strangers and left as friends, because there's a lot of local people just doing incredible things in the community that you may not know about. So we really want to be that megaphone to the community to say, hey, whether it's Forgotten Foundation, Dream Big, the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, there are so many great organizations in town that are nonprofit that are just out there in the community trying to do things. So big thanks to Exhibit and businesses like you guys who are trying to help those nonprofits continue to do things in the community. So it's obviously vital. Right on. Hey, happy birthday to you.
Please.
Thanks for coming in on your birthday.
Well, don't stop.
Happy birthday. Come on, Mateo.
Man, let's go.
To you.
DJ, sing.
Happy birthday,
dear Kevin Banks. DJ, take it.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey!
Yes.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're the man.
Well
done.
Thank
you so much for coming in. Amazing. We'll talk more about Cuts for Kids.
Yes.
Coming up in August and how the community can get involved. On the way, we've got a culture shock. We'll surprise you with that one. Don't know what we're going to play yet. Blindside as well. Coming up on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static!
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Little traffic for you from a map of invisibility. We have construction I-25 in Paseo. Also construction down at Highway 47 / Broadway Boulevard Southeast Rio Bravo. But the accident that happened at I-40 in Coors has slowed everything down. So be careful around there if you are eastbound on I-40 around Coors Boulevard. You probably know what's going on.
Yep.
If you see anything else out there that we're not talking about, let us know. You can give us a call at 505-338-3700, and we'll talk to you on the phone.
There you go. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Coming up, 9 o'clock. We're so close.
We are, and we have a lovely guest in studio, Stacy.
Yeah, she will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. She's with the HAC. We're going to talk about what they are doing in the community of Albuquerque and how you can get involved. I promise you it's going to be amazing. That's right back. Also, some Sew and Tether, some Ethan Luck, and more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now, back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, 9 o'clock hour.
It's Friday.
It is here. I'm excited. We have 1 hour left, and then we're going streaking.
Yeah, right? Through the quad past the gymnasium.
Probably not.
Doug, you bring your green hat.
I'm thinking that's probably not going to happen. Yeah. So, all right, sweet. Great way to segue into
bringing in Stacy.
Sorry. Really sorry.
We don't have a lot of friends.
We don't, yeah. I think, you know, it's weird. I'm guest speaking at a church this Sunday, 10 a.m.
We're going to talk about streaking and the spiritual ramifications.
RemedyABQ.org if you'd like to check out details for that. But yeah, I'm guest speaking at a church this Sunday, and it's on James chapter 3, and the power of the tongue. And I just gave myself an illustration. Yeah, so that's
totally
good.
Different from streaking, man.
It's good, man. So, all right. Welcoming in the studio, Stacy Abruzzo from HAC.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. I'm sorry you guys don't have fun at your job.
We have a terrible time. It's basically like they've trapped us here.
It is the worst. Oh, it's the worst. You know what it's like working for a nonprofit. I mean, the no benefits. It's just, it's hard times, Stacy. It's hard times.
You just have to make it fun.
I know. Just trying to keep going. I don't know how we're here.
Me either.
It's obviously the Lord's doing. Some would question that. Some would. Now, you are here for an actual incredible reason.
Yeah.
The HAC. Now, I keep thinking of the original one, so I started doing all this research on heroin because it was the Heroin Addiction...
Heroin Awareness Committee!
Gosh! Because the A changed to addiction, right?
Right.
I'm so confused.
Me too.
Help me, Stacy.
Healing addiction in our community now.
There you go. Healing addiction in our community, and now... Not a lot of people realize heroin is rampant. I was reading an article yesterday from Washington talking about how heroin has become the number one drug of choice for white teen America because it's cheaper than oxycodone and it's more, which shocked me, more accessible. I was dumbfounded by these things because my sole running with heroin in high school was the movie Trainspotting.
Right.
Like, I don't know anything about it. I've been ignorant this whole time. And so then when I started doing research and preparing for you to come in, just looking at heroin statistics, I was blown away. Which I know that's why you guys do what you do. So let's talk a little bit about can we just talk specifically about heroin and the problem that it is that we're not realizing?
Yeah. The statistics for New Mexico is that we lose twice as many kids to overdose as any other state.
Wow.
And that it is a drug that, like, middle schoolers are getting a hold of. And that a lot of times, not always, but sometimes it'll start with just a... like a sports injury. Jen Weiss, that started HAC, her son was an athlete that got addicted to painkillers, and so they are synthetic heroin. Most people don't know that too. So if you're keeping those in your medicine cabinet, you need to lock them up.
Right, absolutely.
And then then they get addicted quickly. You can get addicted the first time you use heroin, and it's especially hard to get sober and to get well from.
Right.
And a lot of times it could be your first time and you're addicted. And then, the street heroin is much cheaper.
Yeah.
And because we're right above Mexico, it all comes through here before it goes anywhere else.
Right.
And we have a huge problem. And not just in the areas that we used to think were the areas where those people, it's mm-hmm. everywhere.
Yeah, and now in talking about heroin, the HAC isn't solely based upon recovering heroin addicts, right? Now, this is any addiction we're talking about, chemical addiction.
Chemical opiate substances. Yeah. And the reason we changed the name is to not just pinpoint heroin because it's widespread.
There's a lot of chemical addiction in our community.
Right.
That people don't realize.
No.
I think we talk about alcoholism a lot. Colorado and Washington State legalizing marijuana, and people talk about weed a lot and drinking, but you don't really sit down and have any heroin conversations or even oxy conversations or mm-hmm. cocaine conversations or maybe crystal meth a little more thanks to Breaking Bad, but honestly it's not something that's necessarily talked about. But the statistics you were talking off air about were staggering, especially in our state. It's a problem. So how is HAC getting involved? I mean, you're called Healing Addiction in our community. What are you guys doing to
I can
to
tell
change
you,
that?
Okay. One of the things that I just want to say it was started just by a small group of people meeting in a living room, and now there's like 45 plus people from all areas. A lot of our group is made up of parents who have lost kids to overdose. Not everybody, or they've got a child struggling with it, so they are passionate to see something change. They have spent thousands of hours. They go do educational workshops for students, parents, educators, dentists, probation officers, social workers. They've gone into most of the schools to just try to educate people. They have been involved in legislation to track over-prescribing doctors and change laws and stuff like that. And one of the most exciting things that we're doing right now is that for the last couple of sessions, we lobbied and got $1.1 million in capital outlay.
Wow.
As well as we've been having some fundraisers that I want to tell you about. And we are really close to opening New Mexico's first adolescent transitional living center, which would be a place where after you've gone through detox and, you know, then you could go there and spend a little bit more time learning how to be sober, learning life skills. You know, the problem is a lot of, first of all, that's not long enough, the 6 weeks or whatever when you go.
Whatever it is.
And then a lot of times people's home environment or just their neighborhood, their school, going back to where you were is not helpful. You need some more time and stuff. So we're excited because we're hoping that this will be a model for other communities to follow
around the nation. So closest curing, it's what's crazy to me to think about is it's 2014 and we're talking about securing a building for the first adolescent recovery center, and thinking about that is unreal when we think about what is happening in the community and how vital that is, because we, whether it's the Albuquerque Rescue Mission and or Joy Junction or these different places that help the homeless in need, we have a few of those centers. When you started telling us about that, the fact that there isn't a single adolescent recovery center here was honestly, it was kind of shocking that we don't have one, considering, as you talk about the statistics for New Mexico, rampant drug use, overdoses, and yet there's no place for these adolescents to get better, past that 12 step of, hey, here's what you got to do, here's these 6 weeks, now go get a job, and you know, there's, and for those who have struggled with any kind of addiction, know that it's not something that just magically goes away. Now, we know as believers in Christ that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, but it's ignorance to think that we can just go, oh man, I've totally been addicted to heroin for 3 years and now I'm saved and I'm never going to battle this ever again. Because the truth is, we still have flesh on us. We're still human beings and we are going to struggle and we are going to be susceptible to sins. And that is why it is so vitally important. Now, off air, we were talking about the fact that this won't be something that is run necessarily by the city, right? This would be HAC's.
It's a nonprofit,
it's a nonprofit, so you guys would be. So there's different guidelines and there's different things you can do in essence, providing hope, if you will, for these adolescents. Talk a little bit about what you guys are hoping to accomplish with this.
For having a place where people can come after they've gone to treatment, one of the first things is going to be that they need to want to be there.
Yeah.
You know, because you really can't make somebody get well. But because it's not government run, we'll be able to customize treatment for each person, which means that the door is open for whatever, you know, whether it's secular or faith-based, celebrate recovery.
Yeah.
You know, we can't narrow it so much because there is a huge need.
Yeah.
But it's awesome that we would be able to offer what families think they need, what the person there thinks they need, but to be able to, if somebody, you know, wants to do a celebrate recovery or something, we'll be able to bus them, you know, to Calvary's recovery thing or, you know, celebrate recovery or living free or whatever's available in town that would help them.
Yeah.
And if that's not their thing, you know, we will customize what it is that they feel like would help them get well. But along with education, we've got a school coming alongside so people can finish their education. We've got, you know, trained medical people that will know what they're doing. And, yeah. and we've had huge support from the county, from the mayor, from the governor.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah.
What's going on? And you guys, obviously, as you said, you're still raising funds to try and secure this. So tell us about what's coming up with
Okay. Well, I'm excited. As I am part of the golf committee, and the director of that is David Burke. And we had one last year and raised $24,000.
Awesome.
So we have a second annual, and it's coming up Saturday, June 28th at UNM South Golf Course. And you can get information at www.hacgolf.org.
Okay.
Where you can sign up. You can see a video of last year. I'll also read a little bit more in detail about what we're about. And we've been really blessed with great sponsors. The UNM golf team has joined up with us. Sandia Tram Gift Shop's one of the sponsors. Don Chalmers is doing a hole-in-one. Thunderbird Harley-Davidson. We got food from Sadie's and Twister's, so you would need to come hungry. We got great raffle prizes. And it was just a really fun event. I'd never been part of it. I don't golf.
Okay.
But I'd never been part of something like that.
It's amazing
but
you're on the golf committee and you never golfed.
I know. It's been a learning.
It's like when I play fantasy football.
This is true. Yes, this is true.
Yeah, it pretty much was.
Okay.
But we filled the teams, and we're getting pretty full. So we would love to have you have a team.
Yeah.
We also have sponsorships and we're a 501,
yeah.
so that you can, your business could sign up a team, and for a little bit extra, we'll put your name on the card, on all of our printed stuff. You know, we could always use things for our gift bags or whatever, but we would just be so appreciative of any help at all. And then actually today and tomorrow, as part of the golf tournament, we have a $1 million shootout.
Wow.
So you can go to the Balloon Fiesta Park golf place.
Yeah.
I think from 2:30 to 8 today, and tomorrow 8 to 2:30, and it's like $20 for 5 balls, and you got to shoot within. There's a three-foot circle,
like that,
and you qualify, and then the five qualifying people can do the $1 million hole-in-one at the end of our tournament on the 28th.
So $1 million hole-in-one.
$1 million. There's a lot more details to that I don't know about
the par
and the yards and all that, but that's on the www.hacgolf.org.
Perfect.
Cool. All right, and we've also linked the HealingAddictionNM.org website, which has the link to the golf tournament and all the information about the general.
That's our official site.
Yeah, that's
I just figured, since you're not supposed to text and stuff when you're driving, I figured if you were driving, that's an easier one to remember.
There you go.
Yeah, or all you Facebookers, just, you know, if you already like us, we've posted it to our Facebook page, so get there. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio for all the information. And Stacy, wow. Thank you for educating us, because I don't think enough people know, or it's just kind of not on our brain, the severity of what we're dealing with these chemical addictions.
Reaching into middle school.
Right. That blew me away. Mm-hmm. Jack's going into fifth grade, so he's he's one more year. He'll be right there, and thinking about that age group and those kids just dumbfounds me.
And that actually is more the drug that, I'm a lot older, but when I was younger, it was more like marijuana and beer and stuff. You'd be amazed if you talk to your kids what's at parties starting in middle school.
It's crazy to me, because when I was a kid, it was like, you don't mess with hair. Like, even all the druggy kids were like, hey, don't do heroin.
Right, that was the scary, dangerous.
It was a certain little group.
Yeah, absolutely. And now it's taken over as the number one choice for, okay. And New Mexico, as you said, twice as many overdoses throughout the nation, as you see statistics. We're pretty rough. We got it pretty rough here in New Mexico for that. So thank you, HAC. Thanks for what you guys are doing in the community, because obviously it's vital.
Thank you for letting us just get the word out.
Totally
appreciate that.
Absolutely. Praying for the golf tournament. Hope it goes well.
Absolutely.
That's really cool. You can find out more information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We have a link to the website, which will take you to HAC Golf. There's so many different things, so many different ways that you can get involved and help in this community with something obviously very, very vitally important and needs to be talked about more. So there you go. Coming up, we've got some Walk the Moon. We've got some Dustin Kensrue. Right now, our boy Ethan Luck.
Oh, yeah.
On Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static!
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Hey, Meeshers.
Hey.
A very lovely guest in studio.
Heck
her
yeah,
name
we do.
Is Mitch.
Middays with Mitch from 10 to 3 every single weekday. And
that's
today,
right.
Something very special going on, so I wanted to bring you in to talk about it.
It's kind of exciting coming up. Well, actually, it's already going on
now. It was going. We showed up.
And it was already happening.
Yeah. And there were people in the parking lot were like, I didn't realize it was going on this early.
It's a big deal. Actually, this is the first year I haven't been involved with it because they do this every year to raise funds for their mission trip. But
we're
this
talking
time,
about the rummage
the
sale.
The rummage sale happening at Calvary Albuquerque, 4001 Osuna Road in the East parking lot. It's the big one. You can't miss it.
I want to walk out as soon as the show's over and see if there's anything good still.
It's pretty cool because they have a bunch of stuff and they have it's going to a really good cause. But this year, Static is involved.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Some proceeds. Benefiting Static Radio. We're going to be out there. You're going to be out there broadcasting and hanging out, right?
Yes, I am. Coming up in the noon o'clock hour.
Okay, cool.
I'll be hanging out, selling items, baseball cards.
Stuff like that.
A lot of decor stuff from like our... There's a really sad part of the Static rummage sale.
What's that?
The stars that were supposed to go to prom.
There's a lot of prom stuff leaving.
Oh, yeah. A lot of like the mirror
single
ball.
Tier.
Yeah.
We got a lot of cool old prom.
It's for sale.
That functioning disco ball looks
so
awesome.
Yeah.
It really does.
Come
cool.
by.
I saw it yesterday and was like, oh, man, there's a disco ball?
Dude, we could put that in the room where like the comics are, you know? Like,
stop it right now.
What?
No.
You know it'd look good there.
It would look so cool. We put a lava lamp in there.
I may go buy that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
there's
well.
A working, functioning disco ball.
It's functioning.
The proceeds benefit us.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Pretty cool.
Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh, snap.
Hey, buddy.
So how are you guys doing?
Good. We got Mitch in studio with us.
Hey, Mitch, how's it going? Long time no see. Like from the talk, actually.
Yeah. Exactly.
How have you been?
Been doing pretty good. Pretty good. Just chilling, hanging out.
Nice.
Clarified that there, Meeshers.
I'm pretty sure Steve-O here has told you about my recent success of becoming the football manager for the Volcanoes, just the Hawks football team.
He did.
Every day, that's what I talk about, Matthew. Your
it's
successes
so cool.
in life.
How have you been doing, Matthew from Albuquerque?
Good. Hey, guys, I was going to tell everybody out there, for businesses like yourself, anybody out there that wishes to be a sponsor for our team, you guys can go to our website, VVHSHawks.com.
Is there an age limit?
Matthew.
Nope, there is not
an age limit. To the business?
Yeah, to be a volunteer or whatever.
No, it's to
manage a football team. Oh, as long as you're a student at Volcano Vista.
I'm out.
No, he's the manager, Mitch. He's not trying to get other managers.
I was going to try and take it from him.
Oh, Matthew, she's going to try to take your job.
I'm competitive.
It all began like any other supervillain when she was competing for a starring role in Team Awesome Morning Party and it was stolen from her by Matt Lott.
I wasn't competitive until that moment.
In turn, she did that like begin her career of villainy where she started saying, okay, fine. If he's going to take that, I'm taking everybody's sunshine. And she did.
But no one knows it.
Nope,
no one knows
yet.
That.
Because she's the unsuspecting villain because she's the sweet girl. She's like, oh, look at me, I'm
blink,
cute.
Blink.
And everybody's like,
blink,
oh, she's
blink.
That little Mitch. She's so cute. You can put her in your pocket. She's so
blink,
cute
blink.
And tiny. And then, twist ending, she's the one that murdered everybody in the movie.
There you go, Matthew.
Yeah.
But you don't know that yet, so don't worry about it.
Don't worry. M. Night Shyamalan. Spoiler alert! She's the bad guy.
No, guys.
Spoiler for M. Night Shyamalan is that you don't have to be afraid of anything because nothing's happening.
Ah, yes.
No, not true.
Actually, that's just Matthew. The village.
Matthew.
My message this morning to you guys out there on the air for my website, for those of you who
know
the website.
Yeah,
now, I did take down the Hawks Athletics pages on my site so I can get more, you know, detailed information, some better pictures as those ones were from the old season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still schedule information on the football season.
Good.
Once I get scheduled, as you will be able to find those on my website, sites.com/site. vvhf.org/Matthew from ABQ, or you can go to vvhfoxfootball.com and you can find those there.
Matthew.
And if you're a local business and you'd like to support Matthew from Albuquerque's break, you can do so. Studio at mystaticradio.com. It'd go something like this. Rant, 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 rumble, 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 grumble, blah, 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 blah. This Matthew from Albuquerque break brought to you by...
And then your business.
You would be there.
Yes.
Matthew, listen, I'm going to need you to get all that football info to me within the next 2 weeks, because if not, then I'm not going to be able to plan.
Yeah. All right. Sure, sure.
I'm saying I need it.
Serious.
I need it, Matthew.
You have to send
it. It better be on your website, or I'm going to remove your website from the internet.
No!
I've got that power.
I had no idea you had that power.
I have that power.
He's got the power.
I know some high ups at internet school.
I see on my screen, I'm looking at the football website, and currently it doesn't look like our JV schedule or... the C team schedule or varsity schedule is on yet.
I need you to work on that. Okay. Can you just tell me you're going to work on that and keep me updated?
Sure, of course.
Keep me abreast of the situation, Matthew.
If you are interested in the games, I will be making announcements.
Okay.
Either the day prior or a week prior, depending on how fast I can get the information for the next upcoming game.
That's it.
Again, tickets cost $2 a person with a student ID. Or if you're over 65 and can provide valid proof, then you can, get yourself a discount. Otherwise, it's $5.
Okay, hey,
$5
Matthew.
$5 is cheap.
Matthew.
Yeah, man.
Listen. Doug told me that you have a little elevator photography thing going on the internet, and that it's very popular.
It's good.
Would you fill me in on that just a little bit?
Oh, why are you acting like
no.
Now, let me give you guys a little bit of insight on what elevator photography is.
Yeah, give me a little insight.
Elevator photography?
Yes, it's like an elevator.
It might seem weird, but there's actually a worldwide community. There's one in Singapore. There's one here in the United States.
Yeah, yours.
It's, I can't know what my name is on there, but there's a ton of names of like Elevated and Uplifting Community. That's the U.S. one. And they're all over the world. Basically, some of us are able to get access to the machine rooms for elevators.
Whoa.
And you can actually take a look inside the machine, and you can see what the machine looks like because the machines are so... Some of them are so big, they're hydraulics, And it's kind of interesting. Sometimes you get to see neat things. A lot of people are into hotel tours. Like, for those of you out there, this guy's not commercial, too. Don't worry, it's Diesel DC.
That's not how it works!
Channel. He's a Channel 2 guy on the internet, so he also does it too. He does it like hotel tours. And the hotel tours are a great thing to look at before you go on any trip, because before you go on a trip, guys, you want to see what your room at that hotel would look like. So
not me.
Those videos are a great start.
I want to go in with a surprise.
Really? A surprise? Ooh.
I like surprises, Matthew.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Sing it, Mitch.
Because, like...
Mitch, sing.
When you needed space. What?
Matthew.
Now you sing, buddy.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for calling in.
Welcome. Can I get a song this morning, please, guys?
Yeah.
Yes. We'd love to play some music at this point.
All righty, righty. This one, please play a song by Amberlin.
Oh, okay.
Feel good,
Dad. Yes, and this morning I'm going to go ahead and put this out to the location. Fox football team. To all you guys out there, see you all at the summer workouts. Have a great rest of your summer. I'll see you soon, guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Elevator
Static.
Communities.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning. Good morning.
So is it still technically Fun Joke Friday, or is that like long and gone?
Well, we just played a joke on everybody listening, so you can go ahead.
Go for it.
I figured as much.
Oh, yeah.
So how does NASA plan organize a party?
How does NASA organize a party?
How?
They plan it.
Well done, sir.
Woo!
Also, I wanted to try to get in yesterday on the conversation about Mormons.
Oh,
what to do when they come to your doorstep?
Hold on.
We have music for that.
This is from yesterday. You want to go back and do something from yesterday because you didn't get to call.
I just had
yesterday.
A quick comment on it.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Did someone just sing Time Warp from
Did
maybe.
You?
Yep. I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
It's possible.
All right. It is May 29th, 9 a.m. hour, and we're talking about Mormonism. Go.
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 When Mormons come to my doorstep, I ask them to describe to me how magnets work.
Because, I mean...
How do they work?
Miracles, obviously. Dude,
just well, according to them, and, like, the way they think, like, they shouldn't work.
Do you want to give us your email so you can get email from a sad...
Did you just equate Mormons
lady?
To juggalos? How did
what?
I'm just saying.
They're a lot nicer than juggalos. No offense to any juggalos out there.
Hey, none offense taken, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What?
Ooh, wait.
Oh, you can't be
what's
here.
What's just happening? What just happened?
All right. Thanks for
Thank
the call.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, you have a good day now. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay. I've never been more ready to play this music in my entire life.
Why?
Woo! What just happened?
It was an informative day.
It really was.
And who better to give us information than Matthew from Albuquerque?
Yes.
Agreed. He didn't talk about my rummage sale. I wonder if we could get the rummage sale on his website.
That's true.
Up to you.
It's going
you
on right now.
Mitch.
We are getting out of here so I can run outside and buy some stuff that my wife's going to be like, we didn't need that. And I'm like, but
that's
it was $5.
Cool. $5.
So,
hey, I'll tell you guys what. If you come out between the 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock hour, I will be at the static table.
Yeah, you will.
So come visit me. I have brought sunscreen, and I'm going to be getting sunburn. You can watch it happen.
Hey, boom. Did anybody talk about how many baseball cards are out there?
No.
Because I know
at
how many...
At least 12.
I know how many baseball cards there are.
140,000. 7,000.
What's your guess?
Real-life guess. Okay, here we go. Real-life guess. How many baseball cards are at the rummage sale that we were selling?
Oh, my gosh.
I say 8,000.
Okay.
No, I say 2,000.
350,000 baseball cards are out there.
No way.
I am not joking.
Really?
350,000
baseball
cards.
I know that we had a lot donated to us. I didn't realize we had 350,000.
If we had somebody that would pay a dollar for each of those cards, then we would almost be covered for a year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Bring it on.
And and you know what? We don't have it to where you can like rummage through the baseball cards, but you can take an entire box for $10.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, $10.
You got to rummage it at home.
That's it for us. We are out. Mitch is up next, so she's going to stick around.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to head outside and see what we can rummage through.
I am at 2
Do we want to take one final phone call to try and...
We have to see what's going on.
All right, here we go. Final phone call. These are the final words of Friday.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
We're ready for it.
Yeah?
Okay. Can I tell a joke?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You got 23 seconds. Go.
Okay. Why did Tigger look in the toilet?
Why?
So he could find Winnie's...
He was looking for poo.
Ah!
Thank you
for calling.
Have a wonderful day.
With that, we end it.
Thank you.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Have a wonderful day.